Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is DJV Health. I'm the D in DJV. I'm Doug Steffen here with, let's see, the J here for practical purposes on the health program could be Jack Stockwell, who is here as a board certified GAPS practitioner, a NUCA chiropractor, has a clinic out in Salt Lake City, joins us every week at this time to present ideas that he sometimes presents in other forms, i.e. he's got a podcast which basically is a focus on the show that he does locally in Salt Lake. Plus, he and Mary, his wife, who is a big part of the clinic, have now started to do a Health Secrets Forbidden Doctor newsletter that you can sign up for at Forbidden Doctor as well. Now, I have a question, sort of a personal question, Jack.
Yeah.
Is it ever the case when we have something that go off. You get a prescription for a drug and it says, do not use after X date. You buy food sometimes and it says, good through this date. Now I'm looking at a standard process bottle for proto food, which is something that I take, recommended by you and your wife. And it says best by 7/1/20, which was a year ago. So I have not finished using. I think I had a couple of bottles of this around. So when I open it, it has a strange smell that I don't remember it having before. But if this is all natural and food built and born, why would it have
a smell? That's a great question. The proto food, if there was only one standard processed product that I could take, I was only allowed to take one of them, it would be proto food, because it's all of the essential amino acids. That smell was there the day you first opened that bottle, and that adrenal extract.
Never noticed.
Because of the adrenal gland that's in there. Huh. And your adrenals have all of the essential amino acids in them.
And they all smell?
Yeah, it's a kind of a funky smell, that's true.
Really?
And you just open it, take it, and go. Now, as far as the expiration date that you're talking about, that stuff is, as long as it's not exposed to heat.
Yes.
Like sitting in a windowsill with sunlight on it all day.
Yeah.
As long as it's not exposed to heat, it's good for another 3 or 4 years past that date.
Now, would you say that was true of most of the other things that standard process or any good manufacturer of? I don't even know if I would call it manufacturing. This is stuff that's grown and produced. I like the word produced better than manufactured, because there are synthetic vitamins that are produced
in the lab,
manufactured in the lab.
Yeah.
Right? So the difference, why don't you just spend a second and talk about the, as an example of something that's natural that we do need to supplement with, that's where standard process comes in, yeah?
Yeah, you can, you know, you use an example like Catalin, which is their multi enzyme vitamin and mineral support that comes from food. You can have one bottle and use it up and get a next bottle, and the pill will look slightly different than the pill looked in the first time, because it's the result of another harvest of food. And depending on how and at what time the harvest of that food took place, it can affect the color of that pill, which when people first start using it, say, that's kind of strange. There may be something wrong with this that doesn't look like the last one. Now, synthetic will look exactly the same way it did 50 years ago if you're buying it from the same company, because they're made in a laboratory. They're chemical substances that are all thrown together, stamped into a pill, and they probably even have a longer shelf life because they're not food. These things have a shorter lifetime in the sense that they might be exposed to heat. They're sitting on the counter or in the cabinet. That's why they're in dark brown bottles. And if they're up inside the cabinet or on the counter away from direct sunlight, they can last for a long, long time. But it's food. And when you read the ingredients, you don't see the chemical names on there. you just see the names of foods that are present in that particular supplement. But the easiest way to tell whether something's synthetic or not is to look at the label, and when you start seeing the chemical name of the vitamin and an exact amount that's in there, 100 milligrams, 250, 500, whatever, there's only one way you can have a vitamin B complex that says 100 milligram per pill, is because you put that in there in the mix to begin with. And since there are no vitamin B bushes, no vitamin B fruits, no vitamin B vegetables, no vitamin B roots, there's no way in the world you could possibly know that you put in 100 milligrams unless you made it ahead of time and threw it into the mix.
Yeah. So you one of the reasons that I'm prompted to have this discussion is because in the July issue of the Notes from the Forbidden Doctor, the newsletter I was talking about that people can subscribe to at ForbiddenDoctor.com, there is an article about vitamins.
Yes.
And what we do as Americans, how many we take, what they affect. I think I'm one of the reasons I'm as healthy as I am is because I do listen to you and I take the things you tell me to, and I've been on a routine for 45 years of taking supplements. I take like about 30 a day, and they counter whatever problems I might have with my heart or arthritis or, you know, any, you name it, liver problems.
That's and no matter how careful you are about having the best possible nutritious diet.
Well, but the food today sucks.
That's it. And you're going to miss very important things. That's why we created the ageless thyroid and the long life energy enzymes. Come from food.
The huge multinational conglomerates. I talk about this on one of the other shows that I do, and it's a podcast as well, American Family Farmer Show, all about food, family, and the farm. The way our system is being brutalized by four or five multinational companies. Not only is the agricultural community, the family farming community, being brutalized and decimated by these no-good SOBs, but the quality of the food that's being produced is crap.
Yeah.
And so you almost need to have
people.
Yeah. To have the supplementation.
Yes.
So you can check that out in the notes from the Forbidden Doctor. Basically, the theme of the article is that you're making up for what Mother Nature can't give you. And there's an explanation of all the various vitamins and minerals. And that's another thing we don't talk about much, and maybe we should, the mineral component that not only comes from standard process, but minerals are as important to our body, if not more so, than vitamins. So I want to talk with Jack about what constitutes a mineral. What are some of the most famous or important? I will tell you right out of the box. We'll start at the other end of the alphabet with zinc. But we'll go. We've been talking about in back and forth the need for zinc on this program for a couple of weeks. So we'll get back to it in a matter of moments. First, though, I would like to have you envision wrapping yourself in a towel made with very, very, very top quality ingredient, the cotton, for example, that's used in the MyPillow towel. Not only do they use proprietary technology that makes them so absorbent, but they're soft to the touch. It's very, very cool. A lot of things, variety of colors to take into consideration. You can see it in their product catalog that they have online at MyPillow.com. The reason I'm bringing it up right now is because right now they are continuing with their special on the towel set, which has two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. Normally, this thing at retail is $109. You can buy it now through the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com for $39.99. So you need a new set or two or three of towels. They come in a variety of colors. You might have one for you and your spouse, a different set for the kids. Everybody's got their own colors, so they aren't mixed up. It's very important, I think, for youngsters to feel like they own their own towel. Do you ever feel like that when you were a kid? So that's my towel. Well, get your towels at MyPillow.com. And remember the special deal. You get 65% off with the promo code DJV. And in the listener page, you go to the square, click in DJV, and you are A-OK. You're all set to go. So now is the time to take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Dream bed sheets, pillows themselves, and the towels, among other things. Check it all out. Use the discount code DJV at checkout.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program. I made a point about vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the last couple of weeks, we've talked a good deal about things like the need for zinc. As a matter of fact, that's in our most recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So what are the other minerals that are very necessary for us?
Well, we have major minerals, and we have what are considered, you know, rare or lesser minor minerals. But a vitamin gets all of the attention all the time, as you were alluding to there a moment ago. But vitamins exist to bring minerals into biochemical reactions inside the cells. That's what vitamins are for. If you have vitamins but you're minerally depleted, they're not going to do you a whole lot of good, because
right.
Vitamins are enzymes and coenzymes that initiate mineral reactions in the body. Now, you mentioned zinc there a minute ago. There's at least 300 enzymes that are zinc dependent. If the zinc isn't present, those enzymes can't be possibly created. If you don't have that, and enzymes are triggers. Enzymes are sparks. Enzymes are things that make things happen very fast without necessarily, like a catalyst, without necessarily being depleted themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so enzymes will speed up an otherwise slower reaction. I think I've mentioned this in the past. There are reactions that take place inside the mitochondria of the body, which are the power centers, the power control, the energy manufacturing for the body. And there are reactions that if the enzyme wasn't there, it would take over a billion years for that reaction to occur. But when that enzyme is present, the reaction occurs in a billionth of a second.
Wow.
And so these enzymes are necessary, and the mineral that goes with it is necessary. So the most present mineral in the body, of course, is calcium. 99% of it's in your bones, 1% of it's in a liquid form going through the bloodstream. And but iron, copper, the list goes on. And even selenium, and you get to smaller and smaller amounts all the time. But every one of these minerals are necessary. That's why our food needs to come from minerally concentrated soils.
Yeah.
And
get
our
that
food,
if it's a Monsanto product, there's nothing left in the soils at all. You're lucky to find dirt in the soil with those guys. All right, we'll hold on for a second. We're going to continue another half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell on this week's DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Things I like to specialize in on the DJV program that we do Monday through Friday, if I can get a plug-in for that, heard on a lot of these same stations, early in the morning on some stations, what they call morning drive on others, mid-morning, later in the day, is our element of help, a full service. We help you with your health. We help you with your home. We help you with your pets. We help you with all kinds of things, because I think that that's really what the best makeup is of a conversation. That we all don't just talk politics. In our lives, we talk about our health, we talk about romance, we talk about how much money we make, we talk about the things, you know, that kind of make the beauty of nature, the green around us, or the problems with too much rain, whatever. It isn't all politics. So that's why I embrace Jack and Ken as well when it comes to helping with your health. These people have very important points of view, and their value is in what they know and what they reveal. And because of that, there are people who sign on, and they really, I think it's always nice. Usually you don't hear from people who like what you do. You usually hear, I get emails from me, you suck. You know. Okay, so who's reacting well to the Forbidden Doctor newsletter?
Well, it's the Alaskan Frontier, actually. That's what the postmark stamp on the front of this envelope says. Addressed to the Forbidden Doctor, the Alaskan Frontier. Yeah. It just says, hey, we just received our second copy of Notes from the Forbidden Doctor. While having our morning coffee, we read portions aloud. It is a joy to have this information and to not have to turn on an electronic device to obtain it.
Hey.
Thank you for all your staff and for all you do. From the Alaskan Frontier, and that's just the second edition. You were referring to the third one there a moment ago,
right,
about the vitamins and mineral aspect, and it, you know, it's not that hard to understand the difference between nutrition that comes from food and false nutrition they try to give you from the laboratory.
You know, it's interesting. I'm betting, because we have stations up in Alaska, those people heard you on this program and signed up for
yes,
it. I'm going to guess that that was probably the case.
Exactly.
And so this is, you spread the word and have people think about more than what they get hit over the head with in traditional news media. So it's good. It's there for your absorption. Do what you will with it. One of the stories in this most recent one is a focus on arthritis and your bowels. I want people to read the issue, but also a little teaser. I would never have connected my bowels to any arthritis that I might have.
Well, once you improve digestion and elimination, and that's what our long life energy enzymes is for, is to clean out the bowels. And when you have rotted protein or other kinds of tissue, undigested material in the bowel, they produce it is the most alkaline product inside the body. Anyway, that leads to, in the joint structures, a buildup of this material that's inside the joint itself that is very alkaline. It's very poisoning to the joint surface itself and to the cartilage, and it will cause an alteration of the bone surface itself called the arthritic degeneration that begins to show up in the joint space itself. And that's where the stiff joints come from. It's where the pain comes from. And so when we created the long life, it was to go after that and to neutralize it. But because the gut continues to produce this terribly alkaline substance, it has an affinity for joint surfaces, and that's where the joint pain comes from. Guanidine, that's what it's called. Excuse me.
Guanidine. All right, we got it. Actually, there are some new things that you're producing this fall that I want to talk about as we continue, plus stories that get to the heart of your care for yourself as we continue on DJV Health.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A top Republican senator in Arizona is asking the state's attorney general to probe Maricopa County officials over their refusal to fully comply with subpoenas deemed lawful by a judge. Arizona Senate Majority Whip Sonny Borelli submitted a formal request on Tuesday to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, a fellow Republican, to probe the county's Board of Supervisors for the failure to comply. National Border Patrol Counsel VP Art Del Cueto joined Fox's America's Newsroom to discuss the migrant surge after Vice President Kamala Harris touts progress. Is there progress?
What they mean by progress is allowing people to enter and break our laws, and I guess, you know, in their eyes, that's progress. There should be no difference when it comes to our nation's borders. And right now, it's beyond chaotic. It's horrific.
This is USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. "I think he should resign," Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
"And I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign."
"Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake."
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heastie, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
"I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation."
Australian health authorities in the state of Queensland are investigating how a fully vaccinated man in the far north city of Cairns contracted COVID-19, the Delta variant that doesn't cluster with any known strain in Queensland. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Moving back into the fold here, the second half hour of DJV Health. We actually have four half hours a weekend, two with Ken and two with Jack. And the focus here is on continuing to have you understand what things can be produced by small market, that is Jack and his group. This is a small group of professionals in his office, but yet they have big brains. And he and his wife especially have come out with the Lee enzymes, long life energy enzymes. And the business about your I'm like, you and I can't remember anything today. The aging thyroid thingamabubber. Thyroid is so important, and yet most people ignore the import of it. So that's a product. But now you got a couple of other things that you're coming out with. All the men who are listening need to up. What's this male libido product?
Well, it's this is a question I'm asked by many patients all the time. So Mary and I sat down, started doing a little bit more in-depth research.
What is the question asked by men? What's the problem? I can't make love. Is that
I can't get it up.
Thank you.
I can't get it up anymore.
So to speak.
Exactly. And they have erectile dysfunction. They just can't get it going anymore.
But there are so many products.
There is.
There's a day that goes by that you don't get something. I see these things all the time. Emails from, I have this.
Well, just as we have done with our ageless thyroid and our long life enzymes, we have gone to the Indians. the East Indians, not the American Indians, although American Indians have a couple of really good products about this. But when these things are harvested and put into these various 50 different products in the marketplace right now, they got the cheapest stuff that they can put into a $50 bottle, and it cost them $2 to put that stuff in there.
But it's because people are vulnerable. Everybody wants to know how to continue to be able to make love into their 90s.
Well, exactly. So what we have done is we have done our research in stuff from Peru and for stuff that comes from India, and putting these things together into a male libido ED product, and involving Bulgarian tribute as well. The tribulus must come from Bulgaria. If it doesn't, you're wasting your time. And a lot of these products, number one ingredient is tribulus. We're also producing a fabulous protein shake, a carnivore milkshake that is far less carbs, far more protein, really good, easily digested protein. And a third product, which is very powerful digestive support, a hydrochloric acid product that, with some other things in it, will make sure that what you eat is digested, and you follow that up with the long-life energy enzymes, and it will clean out the bowel at the same time you get the best digestion of food. So those three things, male libido, a carnivore milkshake, and a hydrochloric acid product will be out this fall.
All right. The program wouldn't be itself with Jack if there wasn't something about either the vaccine or the virus or what's going on, although Jack's thinking maybe in 13, 14 years of getting a shot. He may. Well, stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, all the people that are warning about getting the vaccine, but yet we are now at 70% of Americans who have had at least one shot. I think people are being scared into it to a point. I mean, I've had my shots, and you and I have had that conversation. I just thought for, and I don't believe, I'm not an anti-vaxxer per se, but I'm not somebody who thinks that, for example, youngsters should have all the vaccines that are quote-unquote prescribed. So anyway, business about what these doctors are saying, what's we got a little summary sheet someplace there that focuses on some of the things there. I think I said something on the DJV show about I asked a question about Monsanto. Let's see if I can remember what the question was. Monsanto claims that they own all of the food. They own what they, you know, in essence, they own your body because they're feeding you. So are these people from Pfizer and Moderna going to own your body because they're giving you vaccine that may alter the state of your body?
That's one of the stories out there. I don't know that anything like that would ever get through the courts. But if you had told me what's going on today 1 year ago, I would have had a hard time believing that as well. So who knows? But when you were mentioning the doctors here, one of the most prominent ones is Dr. Robert Malone, who is the fellow who invented the mRNA vaccine technology.
Yeah.
And a pro-vaxxer, he believes in all the vaccines, how important vaccines are, except this one. He's finally coming out and saying, hey, wait a second. We need to slow down on what we're doing here until more research has taken place because of the tremendous number of deaths that are being reported to the CDC.
Yeah, but how about the counter to that, the devil's advocate side, is people who have had, especially Pfizer, maybe Moderna as well, who are getting the Delta variant are not getting anywhere near as sick as people who had the first go-round, not dying of
it. Well, this is going to come as a surprise, but there is no test for the Delta variant. There is no blood test. There is no nasal swab. There is no test for a Delta variant. This is, I think,
and that means?
Well, who knows if it even exists? I think the Delta variant.
Okay, that's an interesting thought.
If you can't test for something, how do you know it exists? Well, what we're told is that the scientists are telling us, but we don't have science anymore. What we have now is scientism. We have a situation where politics have completely taken over the medical presentation in this country as a push and a push and a push to get every last living soul on this planet to receive this jab. And so the fellow who's invented this say, wait a second, you know, because we skipped all those animal trials, because they skipped years and years of moving from one animal to another to test these things, in the sense that we had this horrible emergency, that to this date the infectious fatality rate of COVID is 0.26%. That's less than the flu. That's not case fatality rate.
Are you worried about being put into the same box as Dr. Mercola and some of these other people who are being discredited, even though a lot of people follow Mercola? He's a famous name.
Well, sure he is. Sure, I don't completely agree with everything Mercola says, but I do agree with his analysis of the vaccine, because he's going to the real sources, not the political stuff in evening television.
Yeah.
And when you look at more and more virologists who are saying, damn the poor torpedoes, full speed ahead, I don't care if I get fired, I don't care if I get sanctioned, I don't care if I get my license taken away, I can't put up with this any longer. Those people are out there, and they exist in social media for about 30 minutes, and then they're banned. They're taken down. Yeah. They're deplatformed.
Someone for private enterprises, and that's what the argument is. There's no freedom of speech that's
there
allowed
isn't.
There because it's not guaranteed because it's a private concern. All right, let's hold on for a moment. We continue with Dr. Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Last week on the podcast that we now have up at djvhealthshow.com, Jack warns about Fauci and the new developing vaccine. Where are we going with that? We'll find out. Then we also talk about some cases of rare blood clots that develop in those who have taken AstraZeneca. Maybe that's why it's not here being sold in our country. We discuss your immune system and what it is. Why do you have a stronger immune system? You live in the country. Guys like me, they've grown up on the farm and been around this stuff all my life. I'm pretty powerful when it comes to my immune system, and I know it. And it's because of that. And we theorize and have you understand why that is the way it is in the most recent DGV Health Show. You get it in the podcast form at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000 up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen here on the, there was a, I think a note in recent newsletter, and I asked this question of you, I don't remember if I did it on the air or off the air, about pituitropin.
Mm-hmm.
And what is, does that go back to, what is that?
Well, it's a protomorphogen for the pituitary gland in the brain. The pituitary, we always taught, you know, in eighth grade biology, whatever, master hormone or master gland, because pituitary tells so many other glands what to do. There's a gland above that called the hypothalamus that tells the pituitary what to do. And then there's the inner part, the white matter of the brain that tells the hypothalamus what to do. There's like IBM. You can keep going higher and higher and higher until you find the top guy. Mm-hmm. But pituitropin, the pituitary, anytime there's problems with digestion, When there's problems with the thyroid, when there's problems with the immune system, when there's problems with reproductive strength and vitality, the pituitary often is ignored and overlooked in its role in orchestrating all of those organs, hormones, and tissues to get the job done. So anytime I'm dealing with a patient that's got a problem like that, I'm always suggesting that they take these three little tiny pills early in the morning before they have breakfast called pituitrophin that helps the pituitary to do its job, pure and simple.
All right.
And I would suggest anybody our age, I mean, I'm 70, you're just barely over 70, should be pituitrophin once or twice a week anyway.
All right. So I got to sign up for that. Meanwhile, there's a study. Actually, there are two studies about coffee. One of them finds that if you're a coffee drinker, you have a reduced risk of liver disease. That's on one hand. Then there was another study that came out earlier this week about coffee that doesn't discount this study, but it suggests that if you drink too much coffee, you could get dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that. And so people get confused because they're not medically aware oftentimes. They're not you. They're not a doctor. They're not a nurse. They don't play one on the radio. I do have a heightened awareness of my physicality and want to know what's going on in my body. But the average person doesn't, and that's why they listen to these programs, so they can get a little bit more aware. So how do we deal with this all the time? Remember the studies about vitamin C? Bad. Vitamin C? Good. And you can go through any number of minerals and vitamins and supplements and things that we eat and drink. One person says they're good. So what the hell good are any of these studies? I guess that's the
well, that's
questions.
It. And you and I have had this conversation before. Who funded the study?
That's
what's
a good
really. That's you. You know, in a study, can
the
start
coffee
out,
makers, perhaps.
Well, that's it. And if the coffee isn't organic, you're asking for trouble anyway. Mm-hmm. But Mother Nature made coffee. Now, Mother Nature didn't make the roasted coffee bean, but Mother Nature made coffee. And like there's some good reports out there that indicate a cup a day actually is beneficial for digestion, for the heart, for the immune system. But it's when you do two and three and four, like anything else. Just because Mother Nature made it, you can easily overdo it. And you cause imbalances, chemical imbalance, digestive imbalance, hormonal imbalances when we overdo anything, especially something synthetic that came from a lab or something that came from a commercial farm or commercial animal processing, things that you really need to stay away from because of all the other things that's present in those products, whether it's meat, whether it's vegetables or fruits that were not organically processed. There's other things in there you don't know is in there that's going to show up and cause health problems down the road. So one of the things about determining the viability and reliability of good research, because all research is biased, even if they tell you it isn't biased. The idea of getting together to do a research on a particular product, there is some level of bias behind it. Look and see who funded it. That's what you, and it's easy to find this stuff out. There are websites out there dedicated to telling you who funded whatever research.
Yep. All right. So there's a word to the wise, which everybody thinks is sufficient. It is. Jack Stockwell here. His website, jackstockwell.com, focuses on the NUCA side, the chiropractic side of his practice, and then the forbidden doctor, the nutritional side, the things that he and his wife work on together. They have a great service that you can follow up on. There's a symptom survey. There's just so many things that you can find by looking at forbiddendoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Your medical spirit, Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with a portion of the program brought to you by Calitrin, by the way. Calitrin has these personal consultants that are there to help you out. If you have a question, they've got answers and they've got help and they've got a big deal going on right now. Do you know the liquid this is a capsule or a liquid form to lose weight and keep it off? I've forgotten. I only tried the liquid once, but it sort of has a raspberry flavor to it. So if you don't like taking, you don't swallow pills well, then that's your answer. The capsules, though, are about the size of an ibuprofen capsule. So get started losing the weight and keeping it off. Swap the weight for feeling good about yourself. Go to toploss.com and sign up for Calitrin. They have a huge sale going on right now. There are all kinds of bargains, free months, easy payment plans, no extra charges for that. So get started. Go to toploss.com. When you check out after you've decided this is the right thing for you, use the DJV code for the discounts, for the special deals, and for free shipping. All right. So this is right up my this is right up my alley, and you know it, and that's why you say.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I know. You're
mine
easy
too.
To read.
Yeah,
all right, it's about milk. Listen up, ladies. There is no such thing as milk that doesn't come out of a mammary gland. And here's Jack to understand, to help you understand about proteins. Now, are there any proteins, by the way, in all that other crap, the almond white water?
Oh, yeah.
Or the
proteins.
Coconut white water? There are proteins in there.
But we're not almonds.
No, we aren't.
We're not oats. We're human beings.
Yes,
the reason we're called mammals is because we have mammary glands. We feed our newborn raw milk from our mammary glands. And so I'm here this morning representing the 500 billion mammals on the face of this planet right
Thank
now.
You.
Yes.
Roger Jack.
And, yes, and so this study that published in the Journal of Medicinal Food found that milk, particularly raw milk, contains a multifunctional protein, which means it does a lot of different things that helps protect against atherosclerosis, which, of course, is the buildup of crap and plaque inside of our arteries.
And the important thing about this is that pasteurized milk does not contain this because that protein is destroyed.
Yep, they eat it. It gets cooked out with a laser in the microwave.
Yes. Yeah. So there is a huge difference between natural milk, which is that which comes from a mammary gland in a raw form, and unnatural milk, which came from a lot of different sources, but even if it came from a mammary gland of the cow or goat or whatever else, and then it's pasteurized, it is no longer natural. It's been denatured. Proteins have been destroyed because of the heat. You know, you just look at the vitamin C content of raw milk, for instance. Vitamin C is destroyed at 107 degrees.
Right. Okay.
These things, what's the pasteurization temperatures? 160 or something like that?
148 to 168.
Yeah.
Yeah. So answer this then. Where did this all start? How did the big medical schools and the big, nutrition, whatever, the public health schools get onto the bandwagon of raw milk? There were some incidents when people got sick, but because they didn't drink the real raw milk, they drank the milk that had been, there are two kinds of milk. Raw milk that you sell as raw milk, and the way you take care of it and present it to the customer, when I was selling it, we sold about 100 gallons a day on my farm, and it made me better at doing what I had done. That is making sure everything's clean and that stuff. And then there's another process that is the milk that comes from cows, like in these 5,000-10,000 cow dairies. It's so dirty you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah.
And you know, people drink that stuff, you're going to get sick.
Well, the thing is that they have the reason that the pasteurization was introduced was because of various kinds of bacteria, Listeria for one,
Salmonella,
that would show up in dirty milk, and the dirty milk was usually where there was pus or blood or some kind of crap that got through the milking process into the milk.
Well, sometimes mastitis, if they aren't milked properly, gets
exactly.
Into
and so
system.
In order to protect the 100 gallons of good, clean milk from the 1 gallon of crap that slipped in there, then they had to pasteurize the whole thing. Pasteurization is to protect the dirty, sloppy milk producers, not the customers.
Well, it originated when everybody used to have a backyard cow. And they didn't let them out into the pasture. Oftentimes they were kept in a barn, and when the cows would poop, they'd be laying in it.
Well, it's the same as a human mother. As long as her health is good, her milk is going to be fantastic.
Right. You don't pasteurize the milk you give to your babies there, ladies, do you?
They're talking about it. They're talking about it in the hospitals.
There we go. All right. And that's just it. It's talk from the schools of public health. All right, Jack, good job. Thank you for updating us. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.